Can we, just before we get to the question we have for you based on the headline of the day,
sure.
Clear up. Shelley was pointing out to me that the lady who called on the 640 sound off said if it was coming from China, she's not going to take the flu shot. And what we're told at this point is the flu vaccine that will be made available in Canada is going to be manufactured in Canada, right?
That's right. It's actually manufactured in a plant in Quebec. It's GlaxoSmithKline that is making it. So, and it's the only source where it's coming from.
Okay.
So it is not coming from overseas.
Now, Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Arlene King, commenting on a news conference yesterday on the fact that the H1N1 has now shown up in a turkey breeding farm in Kitchener, reiterated that all farm workers who develop the flu should avoid any contact with livestock to prevent a livestock infection, mm-hmm. which would have disastrous consequences potentially for the livestock industry. But she's also saying, we have to do all we can to stop the transmission of viruses between people and animals. The risk is potential changes to the virus against which people could have reduced or no immunity. Are they worried that if it keeps on going back and forth between birds, or mainly turkeys and chickens, people and pigs, that it will mutate?
Well, that is sort of the background to the pathogenesis or the mechanism of the disease itself when it changes, in that this particular flu is a combination. When you look at the genetic structure of the flu, it has pig DNA, bit of bird in it, and human. And so obviously the implication is that the flu was found in each of those species and humans, and as a result recombined to create a different type of flu strain that causes what we're seeing today. The potential for that to happen, though, is a very rare event. So it's not a matter of if this happens on the turkey farm now that we're going to see this kind of strain occur, primarily because the flu that's in the turkeys is exactly the same as the flu that's in humans. So really, you're not going to see that kind of change. It has to be a different virus in the turkeys combined with that, with now the H1N1 human virus, that would cause that change. So they're trying to institute a program, or at least to make farmers aware, or workers on the farm aware, that when they have the flu, there is always a potential for that combination if the circumstance arises where the animal has something different. So it's more to just have something in place to prevent this altogether. And this is being used as an example to just illustrate that this does happen, can happen quite commonly, and you want to just reduce the times that this happens. That's all this means. But what is happening now on the turkey farms is not anything that poses a risk to human health.
Okay. And they expected this would happen based on their experience elsewhere in the world, where they've had it in swine populations, in turkey, and in some cases chicken populations, bird flu-type populations, and human populations. But they're not overly concerned with that at this point.
That's right. In fact, the turkeys themselves have mild disease with regards to this, and they're not culling the herds. They're not doing anything other than the flocks, just isolating them and letting the birds recover. So it's not, again, it's because we have a heightened awareness, H1N1 is in the news all the time, this becomes a story. But this happens really all the time. This is not something that, this is what the flu does. And it just brings to light that if we understand how the flu operates, how it changes, how it affects different animal species on the planet, you can institute measures to prevent it from changing. So again, it always comes down to understanding how something works. If you know how something works and you know that the end result sometimes of how that works can result in harm, you can then interfere with that mechanism, prevent it from occurring in the first place, or at least reducing the number of times that occurs so that you don't see this combination occurring frequently. But really, it just simply brings to light that the virus is out there, it does do this, and we just have to be vigilant, and by monitoring this and making sure that we isolate animals when it does happen, you end up minimizing the risk to human population.
Okay. Dr. Dworkin, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Oh, I should point out that you are going to be Rob Snow's special guest next Wednesday with a special on H1N1, where anyone who has a question will be able to call in.
You bet.
So that's coming up next Wednesday with Rob Snow in the afternoon edition on 580 CFRA. Dr. Dworkin will join him for a special one-hour call-in show. Okay, thanks, Doc.
All right, Steve.
Have a great day.